of sad to see that everybody's starting to leave, but we're certainly enjoyed the convention blessing so far, and we are looking forward to this day with rich blessings from the hand of the Lord. So we welcome you all again to Monday, I guess, July 2nd. And we'll start with our theme, 283, to the glory of the Lord. And we'll sing just the first four verses. First four. 283. Right into our morning devotion, brethren, and we have this morning Brother John Ginger will read the vow. John, it's
vow unto the Lord, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share work I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters. I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways as being of the adversary. I further vow that with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you, Brother John. And we'll have the resolve this morning read by Brother Dustin Boy from Winnipeg.
My morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalm 116, 12 to 24. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today as a saint of God fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance in joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere toward all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and blessed to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust him, come what may.
Thank you, Brother Dustin. In the manna for today, July 2nd, Brother Brad Sweeney from the Yorkton class, or Yorkton Sturgis area.
The manna text today is taken from 1 Corinthians 4, chapter 12. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. If you are a faithful pupil in the school of Christ, it will not be long until you see that the perfect law of liberty, the law of Christ, is a discerner of the very thoughts and intents of the heart, and that while you must hate all sin, you cannot hate any sinner, and yet have the love of God perfected in your heart. If even so much as a bitter feeling against our traducers and maligners arise, it is to be fought, and so complete a victory gained over it that every fiber of our beings will be in sweet accord with our great teacher's instructions. Love your enemies, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Bless and injure not. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 12.
Thank you, Brother Brad. That's a powerful lesson there in that morning manna, July 2nd, being reviled, we bless.